Scholastic Audio presents Warhorse by Michael Morpurgo, read by John Keating. Author's note. In the old school they use now for the village hall, below the clock that has stood always at 1 minute past 10, hangs a small dusty painting of a horse. He stands, a splendid red bay with a remarkable white cross emblazoned on his forehead, and with four perfectly matched white socks. He looks wistfully out of the picture, his ears pricked forward, his head turned, as if he has just noticed us standing there. To many who glance up at it casually, as they might do when the hall is opened up for parish meetings, for harvest suppers or evening socials, it is merely a tarnished old oil painting of some unknown horse by a competent but anonymous artist. To them, the picture is so familiar that it commands little attention. But those who look more closely will see, written in fading black copperplate across the bottom of the bronze frame, Joey, painted by Captain James Nichols, autumn 1914. Some in the village, only a very few now, and fewer as each year goes by, remember Joey as he was. His story is written so that neither he nor those who knew him, nor the war they lived and died in, will be forgotten. Chapter 1.